magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, June 22nd, 2020. Reading from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And 23 will be our memory verse for this week. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. And then verse 23, this week's verse, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Oh, listening friend, much to cover and learn today, as I have about a 7-minute Father's Day message that talks about the Holy Spirit, a classic beloved song that was aired a few times yesterday, as if you got to tune in 89.3 FM. I had all sorts of Father's Day theme songs, including Butterfly Kisses by Bob Carlyle, and you'll hear that in just a minute, along with our reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. But let me set some context for this week's verse, Galatians 5:23, gentleness and self-control, against such things there is no law. As Galatians 5:16 through 26 focuses on how God's Spirit gives those in Christ the power to serve others in love. We must allow the Holy Spirit to lead, however. When we don't, our selfishness will lead us into all kinds of sinful lifestyles. When we live by the Spirit, on the other hand, we gain more than just being able not to live in sin. What comes out of us are a collection of powerful, positive characteristics. Now, last week we looked at love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. And now we'll look at gentleness and self-control. But gentleness is not to be misunderstood as weakness or a willingness to let others always have their way. Instead, this is the supernatural ability in the Spirit's power not to demand control or be extreme in our responses. Rather, we can submit to God's control over whatever situation we are in. And the final characteristic, self-control. Now, this is one I pray for often, and it took me about 2 hours this weekend to find a quote out of Ann Graham Lott's book, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion, as I finished this book about a month ago. And I think last week I picked it up, opened it up, and read this again, and it really struck me in a new and powerful way. And so as I was preparing this weekend for today's broadcast, it seemed so fresh that I was convinced it was near the end of the book. So page by page by page, probably about 150 pages, because I kept thinking, I know it's at the end. Well, it ended up being near the beginning, but I'll read a couple paragraphs here. One of the best definitions of the filling of the Holy Spirit was given by a great Bible teacher that I heard years ago. Alan Redpath was a well-spoken, dignified British preacher who authored over a dozen books and who served as the pastor of Duke Street Baptist Church in London, and later the Moody Church in Chicago. In a message I heard him give to a group of Bible Study Fellowship teaching leaders, Dr. Redpath succinctly defined the filling of the Holy Spirit as moment-by-moment surrender to the moment-by-moment control of the Holy Spirit. I have never forgotten it. And I've just thought about this a lot lately. The filling of the Holy Spirit as being a moment-by-moment surrender to the moment-by-moment control of the Holy Spirit. Can I get a witness? Is that a struggle for you as it is for me? Well, I hope today as we learn a little more about the Holy Spirit and the fruit that He provides, you'll be encouraged and grow in your faith journey. Well, this was a message I found yesterday on the internet as I was looking for Father's Day messages, and it's about 7 minutes long. It's a portion that was delivered, and he talks about God as our Father in heaven who loves us so much and has called us His children in Christ, and this Father's love is being poured out to us through His Spirit.
On this Father's Day, we celebrate the love of the Father. There's something special that God wants to do with all of us. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. when you and I believe in Jesus, at that moment, whether you understand or no, whether you feel His presence or no, as far as Father God is concerned, He gives us the Holy Spirit. Now, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the measure of His presence, depends on the measure of my faith in trusting in what He says. If I keep trusting Him only on Sunday morning, you'll experience the Holy Spirit on Sunday morning. If you trust in His word on revival meeting, you'll experience a revival that day. But if you begin to trust God and believe Him as you're breathing in. So if you trust God 24/7, this word, what does it say? I will read to you the Passion Translation. And this hope is not disappointing fantasy. But we can now experience endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Now there is a total different perspective. King James says, given to us. Passion Bible says, living in us. Now let's bring these two together. Given, living is constantly, instantly. Every time I believe, He's given and He lives. So say, put your hand on your chest and say, Holy Spirit lives in me. Now close your eyes and say this, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. I believe. My trust in Jesus. You are given to me. I trust you and I believe. You are living in me. You are alive in me. Christ in me now is the hope of glory. Now you and I, we are preparing the season. I want you to know why we are learning the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. From this season onwards, you're going to see the manifesting glory of God in Israel and through the church as never before. That is why the challenges, that is why all the issues, that is why everything comes to come against you. Why? Because God has chosen you, and through you, in the weakest of moment of your life, you will know His strength manifest. Hallelujah. God does not want you to live an average believer's life. Amen. What is an average believer's life? Religious. Come to church, go back and do what you want. What is God's purpose? God's purpose is not that you become a cold believer. Who's a cold believer? Not religious, but is carnal. He will talk about love, but will not walk in love. Amen. He'll talk about prayer, but he will not pray. He will talk about forgiveness, but he will never release forgiveness. He will do what he wants. Cold. Now what does God want you to be? God doesn't want you to be a cold turkey. God has called you to be an eagle. Amen. I'm an eagle. I'm a royal bird. Yes. So when I'm a royal bird, there's something God wants to do. He wants to breathe in us the breath of God. Yes. I want to have an expectation for the fresh breath of God. The wind of God will come in your sail and you will fly above the clouds. Amen. When Father's love is poured out, you become royal. Why? Because His love is royal. His love is not cheap. His love is not ordinary. His love is agape. So what is inside of you? Inside of you is not the world the way the world loves. Inside of you is not the world the way like people, human beings love. That's not the love that you have been bought with. I do not know about you, but I am redeemed by the royal blood. So the royal love flows in it. What does it mean? When the Holy Spirit comes, the ordinary becomes royalty. Number two, you will not only be royalty, but you become a celebrity of heaven on earth. Come on now, somebody give glory to Jesus.
So when you walk on this earth, suddenly there's dark everywhere, and you walk and the light comes. When you walk in, you bring the living hope. You bring the joy. In the midst of confusion, when you walk in, you bring in order.
Hallelujah.
Number three, not only that, you become a glory carrier of transformational authority. You have the authority that can transform the atmosphere. What you say, God endorses. What you pray, God endorses. Now you and I, we need to believe this. What you pray, what you say is important to God. Why? Because it's the voice and the prayer of a son of the King of Kings. You will walk on this earth as Jesus walked. 1 John 4, 17b, the second half. Just as he is, so am I. So who is Jesus? The Father's love was in him. Who is Jesus? He has the Holy Spirit in him. And I'm telling you right now, as Holy Spirit was present upon Jesus, so is the Holy Spirit upon you and me now.
Amen.
Nothing else. This is the truth. As much as he loves Jesus, he loves me. As much as he's given the Holy Spirit to Jesus, he's given it to me.
Well, that was a power-packed 7-minute message that I was introduced to yesterday over the internet, and wanted to encourage you to think of yourself as royalty. You're a child or son or daughter of the King, and that he wants to bring the living hope through you to influence and affect the world, and that you're a glory carrier of transformation. You have words of healing and hope as you allow the Holy Spirit to work through you. Well, with yesterday being Father's Day, thank you God for my wife and family and spoiling me a bit. But all of you men have a fathering role, whether you have biological children or not, and you can be an influencer for the kingdom. And as I mentioned, I got to share a lot of great music yesterday on 89.3 FM. And so here is a classic that aired. I'll play a portion of it. It's titled Butterfly Kisses by Bob Carlyle.
There's two things I know for sure. She was sent here from heaven, and she's daddy's little girl. As I drop to my knees by her bed at night, she talks to Jesus, and I close my eyes, and I thank God for all of the joy in my life. Oh, but most of all, for butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. Walk beside the pony, Daddy, it's my first ride. I know the cake looks funny, Daddy, but I sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I've done something right to deserve a hug every morning and butterfly kisses at night. Sweet 16 today, looking like her mama a little more every day. One part woman, the other part girl, to perfume and makeup from ribbons and curls, trying her wings out in a great big world. But I remember butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. You know how much I love you, Daddy, but if you don't mind, I'm only gonna kiss.
kiss you on the cheek this time. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right to deserve her love every morning and butterfly kisses at night.
Oh, the precious time.
Change her name today. She'll make a promise and I'll give her away. Standing in the bride room, just staring at her. She asked me what I'm thinking and I said I'm not sure. I just feel like I'm losing my baby.
Just the classic song, great lyrics, a fun message, and I know many dads can relate. And I trust, men, that as you model Christ to your family and to this hurting world, allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you, you will be a kingdom agent for good, an ambassador of God and a disciple and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, radiating His love with the Spirit's empowerment to touch and see lives transformed through the good news message of Jesus. Well, our reading out of the 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart by Robert J. Morgan was Galatians 5:23, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And so here's what he has to say about this verse. If we are rooted and grounded in Christ, the sap of the Holy Spirit takes the nutrients of the Word, disseminating it through our system and producing a life of fruitfulness. The word fruit means attitudes. The evidence walking with Christ is a growing set of distinctive attitudes. And then there's 9 listings. 1, love. This is the first on the list because it's the superlative attitude, the fountainhead of all the rest. 2, joy. Love is something we convey to others, but joy is something that lights up our own lives. Joy lifts our own hearts. As that happens, of course, other people are the beneficiaries, including our family members and work associates. The word joy is found more than 200 times in the Bible, and the corresponding word, rejoice, is found about 200 more times. 3. Peace. This is the quality of calmness and inner strength keeping us steady during rough times. Peace is acting as though God had already worked out the solution to all our problems, which is true for every child of God. 4. Patience. There are 2 kinds of patience. The first one is related to circumstances, and we call that perseverance. The second is related to people, and we call that being even-tempered. These are qualities of the spiritual life that develop within us as we walk with Christ. 5. Kindness. This is the practical side of the first quality on the list, love. It's when our love expresses itself in countless ways, large and small, but usually small. 6. Goodness. The word goodness is used here in a moral sense. It means being morally sound. It's the practical side of holiness. 7. Faith. Many verses translate this word as faithfulness. We are trustworthy of character because we trust Him who is worthy. 8. Gentleness. The Bible frequently commands us to be strong of spirit, yet warm and friendly in our dealing with others. And 9. Self-control. This comes at the end of the list because it's like the knot at the end of the string that keeps the pearls from slipping off the necklace and spilling onto the floor. These 9 qualities are listed as one fruit because they are compared to grapes on a cluster. As we abide in the vine of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit progressively matures this cluster of attitudes in our personalities. This is what distinguishes believers from everyone else on earth. One of the challenging aspects of memorizing Galatians 5:22 and 23 is getting the 9 fruit in the right order. Perhaps this prayer will help. It's built on the first letter of each of the virtues, L, J, P, P, K, G, F, G, S. Lord Jesus, produce kingdom grace for God's sake. And so there it is, L, J, P, P, K, G, F, G, S. Lord Jesus, please produce kingdom grace for God's sake. And it closes out quoting Jesus from John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches, the one who remains in me, and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. John 15:5. Oh, listening friend, a lot to think about and take to heart. Read Galatians 5:22 and 23. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to work in you. As part of the branches, draw on the vine, the Lord Jesus Christ. Get to know Him. Worship and spend time with Him. Read His Word and ask Him to be an active agent in your life today, this week, this month, this year, this decade, this century. All right, everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Media Group. God bless you and have a great day and night.